Hello to all of you willing to learn Norwegian simply and quickly. My name is Jan, I am Norwegian, and I will teach you. It's very nice to meet you. My colleague Emma and I are going to teach you nice and proper Norwegian language, so we greet you in Norwegian with a cheerful mood. God dag.
God dag.
What does god dag mean? It's not difficult to guess. It means good day. Be sure that soon, and speaking more strictly, by the very end of this lesson, you'll be able not only to say hello, but also to speak Norwegian a bit. You're thinking, what a wonderful thing! Oh yes! Learning the Norwegian language together with NorwegianABC.com is enjoyable and easy. We, Jan and Emma, will follow you everywhere and anytime, whenever you decide to put in some time for a lesson. It doesn't matter, you can drink coffee while listening in an outdoor cafe, or while you're sitting stuck in a traffic jam along the way to your work or studies. Or maybe you just will be lying comfortably on the couch at home. Learning will definitely be simple and enjoyable with NorwegianABC.com. On the NorwegianABC.com site, you will find all the material you need. Audio lessons, vocabulary, the main grammar rules, and video materials, where you'll see new words, phrases, and sentences. We are sure that you will like NorwegianABC.com. Yes, it's a perfect way to learn Norwegian. So, let's begin the lesson. First, I will tell you some of the most important facts about a country famous for its countryside, Norway, and about the Norwegian language, of course. So, Norway in Norwegian will be Norge. Let's repeat this word together. Norge. Norge is a North European country located in the western part of the Scandinavian peninsula. The population here is 4.9 million inhabitants. It's a constitutional monarchy, so it would be more correct to say Norwegian kingdom. Kongerike Norge. Etymologists are constantly in debates about where the title Norge comes from. Still, many of them think that the name originates from languages of Northern Germans, and it means Northern Way. The Norwegian language, that is norsk. Let's repeat together. Norsk. Norsk. Is put into the Western Scandinavian language group, which is a branch of the Northern Germanic language family. Sounds complicated? It means that if you have learned, for instance, the German language, learning Norwegian will seem even more simple. There are two official written forms in the Norwegian language. The first one is called bokmål, pronounced bokmål. The other, nynorsk, pronunciation nynorsk. It's wonderful that after learning one of those variations, we can understand the other in a quite simple way. Still, there are some differences. We are going to learn bokmål with NorwegianABC.com, because it's much more popular in Norway. Dictionaries, vocabularies, and other teaching materials are prepared with it. Well, another interesting fact about the Norwegian language, Norwegians talk in many dialects and are very proud of it. I'm becoming so impatient, and I believe that you are also. So let's begin learning Norwegian. Today, we're going to have a look at the main meeting and greeting phrases. When we learn new words or phrases, Emma and I will always pronounce them a few times, and you repeat them a few or more times. Before the very beginning, I'll reveal a secret to you. In the Norwegian language, the melody of a sentence or phrase is relevant, so the language should sound properly to us foreigners. And it is very important where the melody is stressed, in other words, where our voice is rising and falling when we pronounce a particular phrase or sentence. You ask, what is it like? If you had the possibility to hear Norwegians talking, then you've probably noticed that they sound very much like they're singing when they're speaking. Listen. Humor en mulighet hos mennesker, objekter eller situasjoner til å vekke en følelse av morskap, underholdning, moro og latter hos andre mennesker. Can you hear it? That is, from now, we'll be learning those songs together. And so, we are learning to say hello in Norwegian, and that is easy. Hi, Emma. Hi, Emma. Hi. Hi. The sound h should be pronounced softly. Listen to Emma.
Hi. Hi.
Great. We can say hello using the word hallo also.
Hallo. Hallo.
When using such words as hi and hallo, you will say hello to your close friends and acquaintances. They are translated as hi, hello. Very simple and universal. Well, now let's learn some more official greetings, which you'll be able to use in greeting not only your friends, but also at work, on the street, or in a shop. When repeating words after Emma and me, try to repeat the sentence melody also. So, in the mornings, we'll say hello with a smile. Good morning.
God morgen.
God morgen, Emma. God morgen, Emma.
God morgen, Jan. God morgen, Jan.
And now you say hello to us. We're waiting. Wonderful. At work, meeting one of our colleagues during a coffee break, we'll say, good afternoon.
God dag.
God dag, Emma.
God dag, Emma.
God dag, Jan. God dag, Jan.
In the evening, we will greet each other. Good evening.
God kväll.
God kväll, Emma.
God kväll, Emma.
God kväll, Jan. God kväll, Jan.
And we'll say good night in a simple way. Good night.
God natt.
Good night.
God natt.
God natt, Emma.
God natt, Emma.
And if we don't know a person we meet, we ask this.
Hva heter du?
It sounds a bit unusual to you, right? Relax, take a rest, and let's try it one more time slowly. What's your name?
Hva heter du?
R should be pronounced very softly. Let's repeat this phrase together.
Hva heter du? Hva heter du?
Great, you're doing it well. When someone asks what my name is, I should answer this way.
Jeg heter Jan.
My name is Jan. Translated word by word, I am called Jan.
Jeg heter Jan.
Do you remember that we should pronounce r softly? Yes? Let's try.
Jeg heter Jan. Hva heter du?
Hva heter du? Say what your name is.
Jeg heter.
And your name. Well, how's it going for you? You need to give your tongue a break for a bit, right? Just release your tongue more when speaking Norwegian, and everything will go swimmingly. Agree? Great, let's continue. We've already learned to greet, to introduce ourselves, and to ask for a name. Now, we're going to ask how our companion is doing. Norwegians are polite people and don't usually limit themselves with greetings. They usually ask how you're doing, even when passing on a street. We can do it in a few ways. So we ask, hvordan går det? Repeat.
Hvordan går det?
Remember that r should be pronounced softly. Then the phrase itself will be pronounced more easily, won't it? Let's try it together with Emma.
Hvordan går det? Hvordan går det?
Hvordan har du det?
Hvordan har du det? Listen to which point of a sentence the melody is falling and rising.
Hvordan har du det? Hvordan har du det?
You're doing great! And here we have another way to greet. Listen and repeat several times. Hvordan står det til? Hvordan står det til?
Oh, how many ways to greet there are! And you've learned all of them already. Great! And how we can answer when someone asks how we are doing. Well, here we'll have to pick up some Norwegian optimism, whether we want it or not, and say that we're doing really well. Answer this way. Takk, bare bra. Thank you, everything's okay. It would sound like this, word by word. Takk. Thank you. A funny and short Norwegian word. Takk. Thank you. I have no doubt that you'll learn it quickly and remember it well. Takk. Bare. Only. Bra. Well. We say it word by word. We're doing well. Or, thank you, everything is fine. Takk, bare bra.
Takk, bare bra. Takk, bare bra. Bra, you're doing well. We can also answer this way. Det går bra. Takk. We're doing well, thank you. Det går bra. Takk. Det går bra. Takk. We are doing really well.
And when things are not going so swimmingly, we say ikke så verst. Not bad. Pronounce it softly. Don't be tense. Listen and repeat together. Ikke så verst. Ikke så verst.
And now let's go back to the beginning. Hi, Jan. Hey, Jan.
Hi, Emma. Hallo, Emma.
Then asking how our companion is doing, we'll say, and how are you doing? In Norwegian, it will sound, og hvordan har du det? Og hvordan har du det? Og means and. Try not to pronounce G in a hard way. Soften it. Og. Og hvordan har du det? Og hvordan har du det? So we ask, og hvordan har du det? Or, og hvordan går det med deg?
Og hvordan går det med deg? Og hvordan går det med deg?
If you feel that the pronunciation doesn't come to you right away, don't be upset. Repeat it many times together with us. I have no doubt that you are really going to make it. Yes, great. Let's repeat the entire conversation.
Hi, Jan. Hey, Jan.
Hi, Emma. Hallo, Emma.
How are you doing? Hvordan går det?
Takk, det går bra.
And how are you doing? Og hvordan har du det?
Takk, veldig bra. Veldig bra means very good. Veldig bra. Veldig bra. Great.
Well, we've talked a bit, so let's say goodbye.
Ha det.
See you. It's a very short and simple answer. You'll remember it easily.
Ha det.
Ha det. Ha det. Or, vi ses. It means, see you.
Vi ses. Vi ses.
Norwegians also say, vi høres. It means we'll listen up. Funny, right?
Vi høres. Vi høres.
We can also say på gjensyn. It means so long. This phrase is used in more official surroundings. Let's say, when in a bank, we meet a neighbor we don't like. Listen to the pronunciation attentively. På gjensyn. På gjensyn.
In the evening, we'll say god natt. Good night. Or have a good night. God natt. God natt. Let's repeat together.
Ha det bra. Ha det. Vi ses. På gjensyn, Emma. Ha det bra. God natt, Emma. God natt. Ha det, Emma. Vi ses. Congratulations! You already know how to greet someone, to ask how your companion is doing, and to say goodbye. Time has passed undetected, and you've learned so much already. Veldig bra. Very good. Now I can praise you in such a way. Fint. Listen and pronounce E longer. Fint. It means good. Don't forget to give yourself a cup of tea as a present. While tasting it, you can continue listening to our lesson and learn more. And now it's time to go into the Norwegian alphabet. It has 29 letters. The Norwegian alphabet is different from the common Latin alphabet by 3 letters. A, Ø, Å. And the letters C, Q, W, X, Z can be seen only in international, not Norwegian words. Norwegian alphabet. Det norske alfabetet. Now let's talk about each letter separately. We'll spell all the letters in Norwegian order and you repeat. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, or J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z, Ä, Ö, Å. I, as a teacher, will have to underline that the alphabet must be learned by heart, whether you want it or not. It's not difficult at all. Try to learn the letters singing, counting them together with paper clips or sweets on your table, bricks on a sidewalk, or when enjoying fresh air on an evening walk. Try to do this in a way you like. You will need to know the letter names for sure. When introducing yourself, you'll say your name and surname, which may not be understood by the foreign person you're talking to, so you may have to spell it out. So, if you will be asked what your name is, do you remember how to ask this? Yes? Hva heter du? Pronounce R softly, like this. Hva heter du? You'll respond in such a way. Jeg heter Jan. Jeg heter. Say your own name. A Norwegian person probably won't understand it and will ask you to spell it out literally. This way. Kan du stave det? Kan du stave det?
So, let's get ready to introduce yourself and spell your name out. E-M-A. Jeg heter Emma. And now, try to say your own name. Concentrate, don't hurry. Write it down so it could be easier and try to spell it. Did you do it? Try once more. Well, great! Learn to spell the names of your friend, husband, wife, children, even pets or neighbors you don't like. Veldig bra! Very good! You're really good!
Oof, we're tired, right? In the next lesson, we're going to learn more nice and proper Norwegian language. It's a bit sad that we already have to say goodbye today. Do you remember how we say goodbye in Norwegian? Think a bit, I'm waiting. Yes? Ha det!
Ha det! Ha det!
See you next time. We're waiting to hear from you, so we'll listen up. Vi høres!